Commissioner Simmons.
Here.
Commissioner Kearney.
Here.
Chairman Shipp.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
Before we get to that, Mr. McCracken, I want to just make one very, very brief comment. The ABO draft report is in, and I want us to recognize, I think, three things. The ABO report was thorough. It was, in fact, also well-written. And it documents a history of past transgressions. That's got to stop today. I see this draft, frankly, as a blueprint going forward, a blueprint for change, a blueprint of where we should go and where we will go. Mr. Secretary.
Reading of the minutes.
I move that we waive the reading of the minutes, or waive the reading of the minutes held on May 3rd, 2018.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes held on May 3rd, 2018.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Reports. Legal. Request for extension to respond to draft ABO report and request regarding governance training and commissioners and executive staff.
Ms. Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, you requested and we drafted, which you signed, a letter to the ABO asking for an extension to file a response. They've indicated in their email that they wanted a response by the 24th. And of course, as you know, we got the report the day before the annual meeting. You know, it was discussed a little bit, but wasn't thoroughly, you know, put on the agenda and referred to the governance committee. We pointed out that, you know, what we intend to do, and I've had conversations with Ashley Parshlow from the ABO. So we did send a letter, and that request was granted. We now have until June 1st. So we have a lot of work ahead of us between now and June 1st, by the close of business, to email a response to the draft report. In that note, I have given you guys, and as I said earlier, this binder of materials that come really from the ABO. It is their policies that guides us, their model policies. It's something that, obviously, we're going to, you have a lot of homework ahead of you. So it's going to give you an opportunity to read through this, and it's going to give us always something for discussion purposes. I also know that we've also arranged with the ABO that we're going to have board training on the 23rd, and that part of that board training is going to be inviting some of the executive members of the staff to be part of that. I think if there's one thing that I want to report to you and to communicate, I have reviewed, as you have reviewed, the comments by the staff. And I'm glad, Mr. Chairman, that you have indicated that, you know, that you see this report very much in the same way I think myself and Secretary McCracken and as we've discussed it. It really is going to be a blueprint for change. I think the thing that we draw from this report is something that we have two attorneys, so you're going to understand this analogy of what I think the overarching issues in this draft report has. It's something that we need to address. And I think we need to communicate it to our staff, our executive staff, as to what a deliberative body is. The problems that we've seen in the past is and it's not isolated to this Board of Commissioners. We see it at every single level of government, from school boards to town boards to village boards to common councils to state legislature, county legislature, right up to Washington. We have forgotten what a deliberative body is, and you are a deliberative body. And the one deliberative body that I actually know continues to work in this nation is the deliberative body known as a jury. And in a jury process, and we have two attorneys, they understand that. Judges tell members who are brought out, have no connection to one another, to come together. They don't know one another. They obviously have different points of view, and they come from all different perspectives, political perspective, but they come together for a purpose. A judge will instruct them, and as a former judge, I know this by heart. They're instructed not to do independent investigations, that they are to listen to the evidence. They are not to make up their mind before they're sent out for final deliberation, and they're only to consider the matters before them and then deliberate, and through those deliberations, they reach a final result. I think what we have to keep in mind is when you see yourself in that same kind of mold, and to make the lives of your legal department much easier, every decision you make, there's going to be one question that's going to be asked by the public, because you sit here to protect the interests of the public. How did you come to that decision? And we want an administrative record. What did you review, and how did you reach that decision? And those records are going to be public, so the public can come in, the public, and as we put on our website, everybody should know, how did you come to that determination? Just like a jury, they considered only evidence. What you're going to consider, they need to know how you each reached your decision. And before you walk into this room, you can't have made up your mind before you walk in here. You have to come in here with obvious points of views and questions and get the information. And then the three of you have to deliberate and reach your determination. And we have to have a record to show the world how you came to those determinations. So in saying that, that's the overarching thing to be learned from what this draft report is, and why it is going to be a blueprint for change, and how we should start by looking to the guidance that they have given all public authorities from their website. And that's why we've gotten this book. I hope that you'll take it seriously and you'll read it. But where do we do? What do we do to move forward? Well, I have reviewed the, and as I know you have as well, comments by staff. But in the end, our job is, I think, to address this. Commissioner Carney, you said it right at the beginning, in a positive way. We need to move forward and address the issue, take seriously what they're saying, and listen to their guidance. And in our next meetings of governance, I think the Secretary and I, we will sit down and we will try to help organize as ex-officio members of the governance committee. Here's the steps that we need to review, so that and then help develop an approach as to how we're going to respond to this. I think the approach should be, from this point of view, that we are going to set markers that we are going to set of what we're going to do and a time frame we're going to do it, and report that back to them as to whatever those past transgressions are, how they're being dealt with now, how we're going to do a serious look at all our policies and our codes and move forward from there. And so we will sit down and we will help draft those talking points, but ultimately it will be the three of you who are going to have to decide how we move forward. And hopefully, always keeping in the mind, as I said to you, what a deliberative body is supposed to do, and what the public should know, if they care to know, or if the media cares to know, how you came to those determinations.
If I can just add, I put under item A the board discussion, but it basically wanted to just make sure that the commissioners and we were on the same page, that I thought, you know, we need an organized way to move forward. Mm-hmm. And I think the notion of identifying steps and an approach, benchmarks, if mm-hmm. you will, is what we have to do. There's too many, this is kind of like a moving target. You have to get an organized scheme. So if the fellow commissioners are of a mind to do so, I would like to say, when we talked about schedule, that the next meeting, that in fact the Secretary and Ms. Murphy propose some steps, and we can change them, but mm-hmm. identify what our first, second, third steps ought to be. Where are we going to put mm-hmm. our focus? And then maybe some, get us down the line, because June 1st is going to roll up pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And then have another meeting before I think we have one tentatively, but have another meeting to get done kind of where we are, so that we can report that to the ABO and mm-hmm. we write to them on the response.
Well, I'm going to concur. I think, look at from a practical standpoint, our first job is to respond Our first job is to acknowledge our deficiencies. Mm-hmm. Our first job is to not try and explain them away, but indicate how we're going to make changes going forward. Once that response is in, once we receive their final draft, I think we then, as a, in terms of the governance committee, must prioritize where we make the changes first. I mean, it's pretty clear from the report what they believe the deficiencies are. Mm-hmm. They come in two distinct areas, one being transparency, the other being an appearance that there's no separation. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we can't do them and work on them mutually at the same time. Certainly, I would agree that, you know, maybe our priority is to begin to separate this body from the executive section, mm-hmm. From the executive directors. Mm-hmm. And then I think we have to, at the same time, improve our ability to be transparent, improve our ability to respond. And that comes in a plethora of forms. The web design, what goes on the website, how we respond to FOILs, all of which I thank Chairman Shadd for his work in redrafting some of our some of the ways that we do that we'll discuss in a moment.
And one of you should talk about how we're going to be moving forward in partnerships with outside organizations who are going to work with us. Paul Wolf?
Yeah, I've asked Secretary McCracken to reach out to Paul Wolf, who has had some contact with, let's say, prior administrations. Let's face it, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Right. His organization has put together a consensus of the best way to do a lot of this stuff. Right. And so I've asked Mr. McCracken, I know you've reached out to him. I know you're trying to schedule a meeting now for their assistance and to work with us mm-hmm. in helping us do that.
We had had a very nice conversation. We talked about a lot of things. We talked about his report from the Buffalo Niagara Coalition of Open Governments. We talked about a lot of the things that we can do and work together. I told him that I would use him as a resource to move forward, and he was very happy about that. So I look forward to talking to him again.
Mm-hmm. I have talked to him, and he is more than happy to work as a volunteer resource and to give us all of the what he has put together in terms of what he believes is a good blueprint for how to be more transparent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Certainly from my standpoint, the direction to the executive board is going to be that we're following that blueprint. Mm-hmm. We're going to try and lose the us and them mentality that I think has controlled this authority. We are a public authority, and we're going to be a public authority. If we make a mistake, we admit to it, period.
Mm-hmm. And we will make mistakes.
Of course we will.
I don't know any body that doesn't make mistakes, but the point is, you're absolutely right. Mistakes are just an opportunity for us to do better, and quite frankly, sometimes we learn more from our mistakes than the things we're doing right. So, you know, embrace that.
I think there's good balance here on that one. I mean, my experience with disclosure is that disclosure never hurts you.
No.
It always is a benefit. Okay. Unless somebody else has something else to add to discussions, I think we've kind of covered that. I do want to talk about item B for just a minute.
Item B, policy number 94, draft FOIL, and policy number 96, draft OML.
On these two items, the reason I wanted to get them to this group is that what we really need, and I think maybe I shouldn't pick on the lawyers, but the lawyers know we have a statute on these two different things. We already have a policy that should be followed in the statute. But what the draft of our policy should be is the how does the rubber meet the road, so to speak, on if we're going to have appeals, what's our appeal procedure? If we're going to have a process to get back to people, what do we expect? Not just what the law allows, but what do we expect? And my view is that we are going to end the minimalist approach, that we will give the least information possible when a full disclosure is really called for. So I think this is not something we act on now, but we get the staff to help us work on putting the refinements that, and again, on the checklist of priorities, this has got to be there, but it may not be the number one detail at the moment. So that's what I propose, but we don't try to take some sort of action on those proposals that were kicked around and referred to us. We just let this get back to legal to do some more work for us.
My only suggestion would be in reviewing, and I'm looking at the Freedom of Information Law Policy, 94.0, page 2, first full paragraph, where it talks about the authority may either grant or deny access. Last full line, you have appeals from a denial of access may be made within 30 days of the receipt of the denial. From a legal standpoint, the word may is horrible.
I know.
So that should be shall.
Yep. And what we'll do is, once again, the lawyers are not going to dictate, we're going to guide. So what we're going to do is we're going to take what the state policy is. I know that sounds weird, doesn't it, to an attorney? But we should guide, not direct. No, but what we'll do is we will look over what the public officer's law requires, and then you're right. For example, we're supposed to have notices sent to the media. Okay? What media do you want it sent to? What about the smaller media? How do we communicate? Those are the kinds of things that we will lay out for you for a discussion. You will decide. We will then make it part. We will write it into your policy once you decide that. So we'll go through those kinds of appeals. If they're in writing, and we've had this problem in the past, if they're in writing, we allow people to submit a FOIA request via email. Do we allow them to file an appeal via email? You know, it shouldn't be a mystery that it's a open question, and it always should be. If our policy is unclear, then we always should err on the side of what gives the most openness that we can for that. But those are the kinds of things that that Jackie and I will work with you until there's a chief counsel, but we will work with you to kind of outline, here's something, and give it to you to say, how do you want to handle it? Then we'll write it up once you decide how you want to do it. But yeah, there's going to be a rewriting of everything. Yeah.
Commissioners, one other thing. I took the liberty of confirming that we have a minimum list of like six or so media outlets that we sent notice to.
Right.
I talked to the secretary about, can we put something up on the website, so if somebody wants to get receipt, they can sign in. I don't know.
I spoke to IT yesterday, and they're working on it.
They're working, okay. So we're going to try in the interim to get it to a minimum of the five media folks, but set something up on the website so it can be private citizens or media. In the meantime, can sign up, and they'll get the notice of the meetings, and they can read it. Mm-hmm. The other thing that to cover us in the meantime is we asked IT to separate out some of the website information so that when you look at it, you can see the committees and the board. There's different approaches as to what works, but we're trying to put everything up ahead of time. We succeeded in getting everything up for this meeting on 6 days' notice. We're going to try henceforth to get everything up on 7 days with a copy on the website so that we don't have to have a FOIA request to know what's the RFP. And I hope to bring the scourge of unnecessary FOIA requests because we're not open in. And then the other thing that I want to consider doing, and maybe we ought to discuss this, we raised with IT, could we, when we put the minutes up, have a link to the section of the discussion of the MP3 audio file? I'm not sure that's going to be easy to do, but I guess my preliminary question with the commissioners is, we could start with today's meeting and post, just put a link to the whole discussion. And my inclination would be, let's just put it on the website. When we get the meeting minutes up, put the link up. And if somebody wants to listen to us, some people will be bored, some people won't. Let them listen to us. What's your sense? I mean, I think we ought to just start doing it.
I would agree.
Okay.
Not sure you have the equipment that will allow for that, but...
I mean, we can get the whole item up there. Whether we can separate it out so you get this nice cube, mechanically, that may be a little work, but...
Chairman, if I may, we had a meeting with a computer-type operation that specializes in schoolwork. However, what they do is they provide, they video capture things. So we're talking about the possibility of video capturing our meetings to be able to be placed on the website. And we talked about many other things as well. Being able to do those things, take the audio file, and will it come in a format that we can just take the file and then place it onto our website, or have IT place it onto our website, or when we get our new web development site up and running, that those things will integrate very well with what we want to do as far as being able to provide as much information as possible. So we had a conversation about how we can best take a look at this room as to, you know, do some things so that more people can...
Well, and as we talk about this room, there will be things that we'll be bringing to your attention that under the open meetings law, you know, we're supposed to have a room by which there's room for the public to sit down in. You know, right now, you know, staff is scurrying. And we've had some discussion with you, Mr. Chairman, about maybe that staff, you know, if we have them in another part of the floor monitoring, because we're doing exactly what the secretary says, that there is a video feed that they're getting to watch, so when they need to come in, but we need to make more room for the public. And when you look about most school boards, for example, I see we do have some of them from the print media today, but, you know, generally you provide a table by which anybody from the print media can come and actually have ability to sit at a table so they can take notes. You know, sitting in a chair and trying to take notes in your lap is a difficult thing to do. And that's things that school boards do. So there might be something that we have to look in the future of just the whole, how we set up this room. And whether we continue to use this room.
Well, maybe we should talk to Erie County and maybe borrow their chambers for the purpose of having our two monthly meetings.
If
we solve some of our problems.
Well, right now we'd have to displace the legislature.
Well, that's true.
Well, I don't know when their meeting. I don't know when their public meetings are.
But you know, but those there's a lot of things that we can talk about. That's a very creative idea. We're not bound necessarily to be at this location. I don't know the service center if there's a better location, but we need to be mindful of it, that we have to have something that's accessible to handicap people.
We can move the wall
people.
Back and just take out that unnecessary space.
We could take out
back.
Commissioner Carney's office. No.
There's an office in the back.
Let the record reflect. The chair is already using my office for storage of furniture which is not being used.
My
suggestion is that we look for alternative sites where we could accommodate what is an appropriate public meeting.
Well,
and I would ask the secretary to do so.
Yeah, and in the meantime, we should talk to staff if we could have this way of, you know, they can watch what's happening here. Like when we go to the appellate division, we can sit back in the attorney room, see what's happening in the argument, sit back, and we know when our case is called because, you know, we know who's following us. So there's a lot of things we can do, but I think those are all good ideas and things that we need to talk about.
Understanding, Mr. Secretary, we're not going to pay the county any rent.
I'll let that be known.
Okay. All right.
Item C. Governance Committee May meeting schedule.
Mr. Secretary, did you give us two dates? I know one was March or May 23, and were we going to meet again on
me?
No.
I don't think we've made anything official at this point. What we've done is on May 23, we have a webinar training here at the Ellicott Square Building for senior staff along with the commissioners.
Yeah, and I have a conflict on May the 23rd. I'm arguing in the appellate division in the morning. And as those of you who argue there, I have no idea where I'm going to be on the calendar until the day. And if I'm pushed like towards noon, by the time I get back, I'm going to be late, so I can't commit what time I'd be back for you. So 23rd is not good for me. Jackie's going to sit in on the webinar. I wanted to be part of it, but I can't. So, but we need to meet that week because that's going to be the secretary and I basically saying we've gone through the report, we've gone through the staff comments, here are the big bullet point. Here's, you know, and so we can guide our, because at that next meeting, you've got to guide us as to us to a response so that we can draft something, circulate it among all of you, and then finalize it on the 31st in the governance committee and then approve it at the board. So
I'd suggest the 24th. I don't have my calendars in there. I don't bring my phone in here. I'm available the 23rd. I have no idea what my availability is.
Are you available in the afternoon or the 23rd?
I took the whole day.
Oh.
23rd afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Then if we could then
schedule it for 3 o'clock or something.
Well, say 2 p.m. I can't imagine I wouldn't be back by leave the appellate division and come right here. Do you think 2 is pushing it?
I would say it's pushing it if it's a heavy calendar, just because.
They do go past noon, but then, you know, and if I'm on that, I've already lost because they stop listening at noon. You know what I mean? They stop listening at noon, and they won't want to hear from me at all, so.
All right, let's go for 2 o'clock on the 23rd.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then on the 31st, 9:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll send out a public notice of the meeting on May the 23rd at 2 p.m. of the Governance Committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let the media know, and we'll get it posted.
Is that 1 week? Bill. 1 week from today, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Perfect. We got to do it today then.
All right. Very good. Anything else?
Adjournment.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second. Can I have a minute, please?
Yes.
I've got some good news. At the end of the month, I'll be retiring. May 30th is my first day of retirement. I'm excited about that. The bad news is I have to resign my spot as commissioner at the Erie County Water Authority. It's according to New York State policy, the retirement system, I have to be off all public payroll. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for the past year. I've had to make some tough decisions up here, and I can't single anybody out, but you know, I've counted on all of you for some direction and guidance, and I want you all to know, including the commissioners, it's been a pleasure working with you, even though it's been a short time. But
I thought it
was me. Jerry, I know we're on the opposite sides of the fence, but I'm a firm believer when we both come in here, we took our political hats off at the door and we were working in the best interests of the authority.
Thank you.
Again, I'd like to thank everybody. When I left Japan, when I was in the service in 79, we had a little wooden horse that everybody would sign, so I brought my orange helmet in. So if anybody wants to stop in my office, sign my helmet, I'd appreciate that so I can remember you all. You're like a extended family to me. So that's all I have. So with that, I'll second the motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Motion, we are adjourned. Thank you.